Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I am still in conversation with Mr. Manjunath Prasad on a Monday, the last day of April. Traffic free, it's cool, it's crisp, and we're expecting rains today. Now, he is the BBMP commissioner, also doubling up as the district election officer for Bangalore. The state of Karnataka goes to polls in 13 days from now on the 12th of May. I hope you've gone out and submitted all your applications, because if you have, then your name should start reflecting on the electoral roll in a couple of days from now. To elaborate a little more on that is Mr. Manjunath Prasad. Let's take a listen. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. I'm Disha Oberoi.
Disha, probably today, you know, in a day or two, we'll be putting this all this names on the website. So if you remember, the other day I was telling you from March 1st when we started this special drive, March 1st to April 14th, I was telling you almost 3.5 lakh.
Yes, new registered voters.
Yeah, they have submitted their applications. Now, after a thorough checking of each and every application that has been submitted, it is coming to 4.40 lakhs, not 3.5 lakhs. Whatever applications were submitted from all our offices, we have compiled. 4.40 lakh names will be found in the electoral roll, which we'll be publishing probably today or tomorrow. Then, one more thing, we have already printed the voter's slip and the voter's guide.
Yes.
So, from May 1st, by May 5th, we plan to complete the distribution of the voter's slip. Voter's slip is a small slip which contains the name of the voter and which polling station he has to go and vote.
Understood.
So, this we will start distributing for all the 20 lakh odd households, which we plan to complete by May 5th. So 1 week before the poll, so that the citizen, the voter will be knowing their names in the electoral roll, the serial number, and where they have to go. And in addition to this, we'll also be distributing a voter's guide. Voter's guide will have basic information.
The do's and the don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. And how the voting process takes place inside the voting polling station. And what are the alternate documents one can carry, I mean, if they don't have EPIC. EPIC means Electro Photo Identity Card. So all those details will be there. So that is being done for the first time. I mean, without any hassle to go and vote in this.
So if I have to put it in a nutshell, say in the next 2 days, say from Wednesday, people can start seeing their names reflecting on the electoral roll. And by the 5th of May, you're looking to distribute these voter slips and the booklets to the 20 lakh households in Bangalore.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for all the information, sir, and all the best to you.
Thank you, Disha.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.